Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us.
No, but Amelia Bedelia has been around a while, though.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, you got to look it up. It's great. It's great fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Riccadonna, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne,
your producer, Soul Joel.
And today we have a very special
guest. We have a special?
It's a very special guest.
We always say it's a special guest.
I know.
It's a special guest.
But this is kind of a special.
This is a special guest. You guys are sisters.
Yes.
Someone listens to the podcast.
The one, the only, Jackie Byrne.
Hey, guys. Yes. Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
Jackie Byrne.
I love it.
But it is funny. When I booked you guys on a show, the general manager of the country club goes, how long have they been married?
Yeah, I remember that. No, someone said that to me,
too. Isn't that where we met?
That's where we met. And everyone was like, is that your husband? And it's, I was like, I mean, sure.
Nobody said, is that your father? Seriously?
And no, but isn't that good? Trope. No, they said husband.
Yeah. And the former president of the board walked directly over to you and goes, normally, I don't like to hear women speak. And it was a female.
Yeah, girls say that to me all the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's very strange. I was actually even asking them. I asked one of them recently at the Moose Lodge. Remember that? If we're talking about stories.
We're really throwing out all the big clubs.
Yeah. Listen, Richie, come on.
Jackie
come on.
And I,
I'm killing
country
it.
Country Club, the Moose Lodge.
Not only was it a Moose Lodge, there was like five people in attendance.
We're going to call this episode Name Dropping with
Who
Jackie Byrne.
Name dropping, sure.
Three of them were so drunk they were blacked out, so I don't even count that they
but
were
But two
there.
Of them were you.
Can we talk about what happened at the start of that, though?
Let's do
They make you. They make you do like this prayer to the moose. There was a moose mounted on the wall. Yeah. Okay, and you have to face the moose like you're doing like the
table.
You relax yourself over there. We're facing the moose, and what they were saying, the pledge was like, bring the children to us. And I look over at Mark.
Jackie had this face that was like, let's get the.
Oh, so
I'm like, am I working for like a child trafficking, thing?
And who booked it?
So I had the
time. We're not going to name.
No, I got to know.
We're not naming.
We'll tell you after. Okay? We'll get you in with them. Don't worry.
We will not get blackballed in New Jersey.
No, I can't, please. That's my whole life.
This episode will be called Naming Names with Jackie Byrne.
Wow.
No, but the thing was, is Jackie missed at the... Before we did the she wasn't there yet. Before we did the pledge,
no, because I was parking in an abandoned gas station because that was the only place where I could park.
Where you park. But
apparently,
so,
the children are abandoned too.
Right?
So they said that they raise money for this orphanage,
right?
That's in Indiana.
There you
go. So, like, all these different moose lodges are raising money for this orphanage. So
and they pray to the moose?
So they talk to the moose, and they tell the moose that, you know, we're going to get you some dough. Take care of these kids.
And
now.
The moose is like, I'm on a fucking wall.
Yeah, you shot
what
me.
What can I do?
You shot me, you bastard.
Assholes. So anyway.
So how we normally start a show.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, I feel like this has already gotten derailed, and we're like three minutes in.
There's no rails on the show for some reason.
I do listen, and I can tell that there's not a
story. Have you listened to the show?
I have.
Isn't it interesting that only the female comics?
Yeah.
Maureen Langan came in completely, had to listen to every show.
I haven't listened to every.
I'll be honest with you. Maureen's that way. She's
but when you when you
that's girls though, we're prepared.
When you said we always do this, and she goes, oh, I know.
Yeah, no, but I'm. It's just funny.
Because Burns know.
Because guys walk in and go, I don't even know who you are.
Like, dudes don't care.
Half of our guests don't even know who I am.
How is that possible?
I'm serious. One of them denied a story. That I know is the truth, and that's Craig Gass. I'll call you out, Craig. I don't give a shit.
Craig denied a story.
I said I was with Craig the first time he ever played in New York City, and he totally, totally denied it. Denied it.
Why would he deny
it? I'll tell you why. Because.
I'll tell you why.
Because.
Richie got a haircut. And he's feeling a little feisty.
Richie looks handsome today, though. We gotta say it.
It bothered me.
I know we're related.
Yeah, the most handsome woman I've ever seen.
He claims his first time was with what's his name? Who died in the hotel?
Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Isn't it a cooler story to say that you met Mitch Hedberg in the city than Richie Byrne? Seriously. That's why. I think he conveniently forgot that he could
was Mitch Hedberg around in this
you.
Scenario? Or do you think he really
time.
Crafted?
No, he and Mitch were very good friends. I think
okay.
that
roommates.
I think that he did meet up with Mitch.
Sure.
But that was his second time. He forgets it the first time. He didn't know where he was. I drove him to the bus so he could get to Connecticut. And for years after, he would tell people how cool I was, what a great guy I was. And then he walked in here that day, didn't remember who I was. And then went, no, the first time I was ever in the city, Mitch Hedberg, I'm like, this is not what happened.
Sounds like a date rape story, to be honest with you.
Didn't you listen to the second episode that you were on when he talked about how he had to get sober because he was constantly blacking out from cocaine?
But I think Jackie's right. I want the Senate involved in this.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you drink beer?
Do you have
a calendar? It's called the Richie 2 movement. The Richie 2.
Well, we just booked him at Valley Forge, and we're really looking forward to having him.
There goes all the humor.
Did you really?
Yeah.
No, I love Craig Gass. Craig, I love you.
But you're full of shit.
You were either really drunk and high that night when I drove you the bus, or I'm just saying. Mitch Hedberg's a better story than Richie Byrne. That's all.
It depends on who you talk to.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay.
That's what a true wife does.
I'm here for you.
I just want to point this out so you guys don't feel exclusive.
Sure.
My grandmother's maiden name is Burns.
B-Y?
B-U-R-N-S.
That's not even close.
That's not
Scottish.
Even.
Yeah. It's the same verb. No,
but I think, do you know anything about our last name? Because from the research that I've done about it, which is like 2 seconds on like a Facebook ad about
on
Irish
the way
last
here?
Name.
According to Google.
But our last name used to be O'Byrne.
Yeah, and
right?
It could have been B-E-I-R-N-E.
R-N-E, right. Yes. I went to middle school with a girl with that last name.
Yes.
But then during Ellis Island, they would change it to be a little more phonetical, and that's where you get the B-U-R.
That's right, yeah.
B-Y-R. Yeah.
I'm Scotch-Irish. Are you guys Irish?
Nobody cares, Mark. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Well, fine.
Mark just wants to be a part of this family.
I'll
tell you what. When Lucy Riccadonna shows up on this show, you guys can take control. But right now, it's Jackie Byrne.
Like somebody with the last name
Riccadonna.
Lucy Riccadonna, really?
I got excited. I was like, who's Lucy Riccadonna?
Is she funny?
I was like, is that your mom's name? I know Johanna.
Oh my God.
It's a shame Johanna will never listen to the podcast. Johanna's my mother.
Why won't she listen to the podcast?
Because
she hates her son.
Yes, but
like a true Irish mother.
Yes.
That's right.
Here's what I get. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I saw on Facebook that the podcast is out. It's a shame no one will show me how to make it work so I can listen. It's a shame. I get that every week, and I go, it's a shame. It's a fucking shame, because I'm not going to go over and try and show her.
Your brothers are going to help her get this one.
No, they don't. They don't want to help her either.
Why is it because it's just going to cause more problems?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of blinking. Like when you try and explain, Jola, when you try and explain something, like, all right, explain how to take the cap off that water to me. Okay, I'll be my mother. Explain, how do you take
the cap off
the water?
I'd be like, try to twist it, put your fingers. No, wait, what? Does she have a tick? Now, Richie,
what's
wrong
with
your
mom? It would be awesome if the viewers could
see
what
I know.
She
blinks like she's a POW.
She's
you know
blinking
what I'm saying?
A SOS pattern that's saying,
she's
fuck
blinking.
You.
Did you say she blinks?
She's blinking
like
the
she's a POW?
Yes.
Your mom is John McCain, rest in peace. That is
how
terrible.
How high can she lift her arms?
I was going to
Mama McCain.
Just not dead.
Oh, my God.
The house is clean from 4 feet up and down.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, wow, that's bad. How many boys?
Three. Four of us.
Four. No, because he wasn't
well,
even... No,
three boys,
said,
one girl.
Three boys and one lesbian, as Mark puts it.
Yeah, four boys. That is her own Vietnam.
Do you have
you
brothers
know
and
I mean?
Sisters?
I do. I'm the oldest of three.
Three what?
I have a sister and a brother.
Oh, okay. Because I have an aunt, Jackie.
I know, you told me this.
And I told her, I go...
Your aunt is Jack A.
I said, I'm working with a Jackie Byrne, and her daughter said, yeah, this one's the OG.
Okay. Well, she probably. I'm sure she's older than me. If she's.
She's yes. Yeah. If she's old, right? If she's my aunt.
Is she Jacqueline like me though?
Yes, I think so.
Q-U-E.
Jacqueline Rose.
Oh, I'm Jacqueline Helen.
Helen?
Yeah, don't ask. My mom was probably... It's not my favorite.
I know
either.
I'm not allowed to join in name
I don't know why I know
right
my
now,
aunt's
but,
name.
I don't
everybody
know. That's
on
good
my
for you.
Irish side has Francis in their name.
That's really? A
male
common.
Or female.
That's very a common. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's
it's like
that's
everybody's
real.
Like a
everybody
Frank
loved that
Francis.
Talking mule.
It wasn't until Mark said that I wish we weren't on a podcast so they could see you, and I'm just sitting there going, I'm laughing, and then I'm like, oh yeah, no one's going to be able to know what they're doing on the podcast.
He's blinking. I'm blinking. Are we?
So the way we start every day is we usually
like,
talk
the,
about
where
a
the drinks?
Drink.
Yes.
Jackie, do you have a drink?
Not
that
bad.
You
we're
prefer?
10 minutes in.
Do I have a drink
yeah.
that I
What's
prefer?
What's your favorite drink?
Ooh.
If we're hitting the bar.
That's a burn.
I have to be honest, Jackie. I haven't seen you really knock them back. I know you do, but.
I do in when I do, I do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't do it.
You live it up.
Wow. Okay.
All the time. I am like an all or nothing
really
girl. I'm either going for broke or I'd rather just sip on water and just pretend like it's something serious.
Okay. Last time we hung out and did a show, and I was like, uh-oh.
If I...
does someone have an announcement soon?
Yeah, like he's totally thought I was pregnant. People either think I'm pregnant or I'm in recovery. Like there's no in-between.
But if I lived your credo...
Yes.
I would not be sitting here now doing a podcast
sure.
for free. I'd be at, like, you know, Carnegie Hall or something. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
You would be in the grave. You would be Pickle.
Yeah. One or the other.
Yeah.
He went all in.
Yeah. 30 years of comedy and most of them drunk.
Now,
so.
Do you have to you have to drink every time you go up? There's no way.
No, I don't drink before I go up. But
right.
A lot
but after.
After.
Yeah, I get that. Sometimes you need that. I understand that.
I was just at the Red Clay Festival, and I realized a lot of young comics don't like drinking or socializing after shows.
I think
well,
it's
socializing,
the new thing.
I can understand. I feel like that's just the way it's going to be.
Me and a couple of the other guys,
I
won't name names, but Gilbert Lawland comes to mind when I tell this story. We were both saying... Like, no comics were asking about drugs. Nobody was like, hey, where do we get drugs or how do we get any drugs? We're like, this festival is just not what festivals used to be.
That's wrong. No, it's wrong.
It's lost its luster.
I mean, Pabst Blue
What is going
Ribbon,
on in Atlanta?
Pabst Blue Ribbon and Deep Eddy Vodka, they promoted the venues and the shows, and nobody was drinking.
Yeah. Next thing, no dick jokes. No dick jokes.
Oh, that's already happening. Only the gay comics can do dick jokes.
Is that
now.
True?
Yeah, the straight white dudes aren't allowed to really.
Yeah.
They're getting.
Really?
It's just not your time anymore, guys. Like straight white dudes, your time's up, baby.
We're in the oven.
I've been saying that
else.
For years. And, Joel and I don't want to say who, but we had a talk with someone the other day who said that they feel that's coming around, though. That
What's
that's
that?
Changing.
Mm. Oh, maybe. Yes. I mean, I'm only teasing, but...
I agree
with
you.
I think some dudes feel that. I've definitely
I
heard
don't,
that
This
as a
is
comment.
The worst
you know
drink I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I want to say?
What's in this, guy?
Let's do
I'm
the
starting
drink.
To feel guilty.
Because I want to talk to Jackie about this. I'd like to get her perspective of this. So let's do the drink first, and then let's get back to
go
the
to drink.
That...
Go to drink depends. So, like, if I'm out with girlfriends,
you
like
drink depends.
No, I don't drink depends. Like, I love a margarita on the rocks.
Okay,
and
salt
also,
or no?
Always salt.
Oh,
don't
see,
even bother.
No salt.
No,
on
no. I like the salt.
And I like it like on the rocks. I don't like it. Well,
I don't
slushy.
Do frozen.
That's
no,
disgusting.
No, that's fat. No, I'm not doing that. And then I also like Tito's.
Love Tito's.
With a little splash of either seltzer. Or Sprite, and give me like a bunch of fruit. Like give me like a little lemon, a little lime, a little orange slice. That's me.
Tito, everybody's on that Tito's.
That stuff will.
Oh,
it's gluten free.
That Tito's.
It is. It's gluten free.
I think it has carbs, but I could be wrong.
Tito's.
No, it's pretty low. Or you do a diet tonic
too.
Vodka's
not supposed to have carbs, but I did a carb check on Tito's and it was high, and I'm like, that's got to be.
You just got to throw it up. That's all. You'll be fine.
Like a real woman.
Like a real girl. Now we're going to get hate mail from, like, anorexic bulimics on me, right?
We would love some mail.
Do girls even listen? Do girls listen to this?
Guys don't listen. I don't listen.
We have listeners in Portugal.
Oh, yes. Really? In Portugal?
Portugal and New Zealand.
Is that true?
We're killing it in Portugal and New Zealand.
Countries, I don't know why, Portugal, New Zealand... We're big in Canada.
Oh, I feel like everyone's
and we're now,
big in Canada.
We're now at 47 of the 50 states.
We're like Martin Short.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 46. We're missing North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, and Alaska.
No stoners listen to us because they don't like drinking anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so actually pretty good,
How did we end up in New Zealand?
We got to change it to smokes
Australia
jokes.
Made a little sense, but we have more listeners
Well,
in New
I will
Zealand.
Tell you, we get a lot of Australians at the Dr. Oz show.
Really?
Because of Oz? Because like Australia and Oz? That would be my guess.
No, I don't know why. That's a very cute guess, though.
He's
they think it's
adorable.
Dr. Australia.
He's actually from Turkey, but thanks for your research.
Oz.
No, I got it.
A bunch of dudes in leather show up.
We're trying to explain it to Joel. Joel's like,
you have
fuck
to.
You guys.
You have to explain everything
I
to
might
Joel.
Be on the spectrum, but I understand certain things.
Everybody's waiting for
We're
Ozzy
not that far
Osbourne
off.
To come out.
Yeah, right?
It's probably Australia is definitely Oz, because I talk
it
about
is,
it.
It is, for sure.
You know, but I
went to private school. I know.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Wait, we were
just
go
means
into
I'm better than you.
I went to private school too. Catholic?
Obviously. Yeah. That's where we go.
That's where mothers that hate you send you.
Yeah, you can't go to Thanksgiving unless you go.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, we're about to get into a very serious topic.
Well, we needed the joke first. We didn't get the joke.
Oh, well, okay. Should we go to the joke? Do you have a street joke you want to tell us?
Oh, a street joke? No.
I thought you listened to the show.
I do, but I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I mean, I feel like I was got excited about my drink. So.
A street joke?
All right, no, I got one.
Jackie was like, a street joke? No, I only have original.
Get out of here, you hacks.
Jesus.
Original recipe. All right, here you go. I'm going to fake like it's an original joke,
Let's go.
But it's a street
By
joke.
The way, I loved your KFC joke. Continue.
So the three of you guys, Joel, Richie, and Jackie, are in a car driving to a gig.
Cool.
The car goes off a cliff. You all die.
Thanks.
You'll go. Well, it's part of the story. You guys go to the pearly gates. Richie walks up to the gate. St. Peter goes, oh, my God, Richie Byrne. You are the headliner. You're amazing. You kill everywhere you go. We love you here. You're going to love heaven. Go out. Just go past the gate. Make a left. They have a house already ready for you. You're going to enjoy. Thank you for coming. And then Jackie walks up. They go, Jackie Byrne, oh, my God. You're such an up-and-comer. You were about to start headlining.
You're so a much wonderful.
On your way.
You were on your way. But I got to tell you, you're going to love heaven. The people are going to love your sense of humor. You're going to really enjoy yourself. We actually alphabetically have you right next to Richie. So
perfect.
You go, it's right over there. Joel Richardson, you're dead too.
This is some episode.
I know. This is going to be the longest and weirdest episode.
So now we like to get into our storytelling.
Yeah, right.
Now here's where we have like in the different strokes when we have a very special episode. And Gordon Jump tries to molest Willis. You guys remember this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
A very
about.
Special episode of Different Strokes.
Gordon Jump from WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yes, he was the bike shop guy who tried to molest
That's
Willis.
That's right, he was. And he was the Maytag repairman.
That?
Yeah, and then at the very end, they're like, this
of course
is a
they
very
show
special
in Mark's
episode.
Version.
I imagined it over and over.
Oh
and then all of a sudden, I didn't imagine it that much anymore because
I
already came.
Wow. Wow. Woo! Wow.
Heating up in here.
Wow. look at what one walk did for Rick Adano. One walk.
12 minutes left in the period.
This is insane.
All right, this could be one of the shows that don't make it.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, we've had a couple.
It's
where
fine.
We had a couple ones that we had sound issues with.
We took the headsets
yeah,
off.
Sound
and went,
issues man. With.
By
sure,
sound
sure.
issues, it was Rick Adana got way too drunk. I couldn't understand what he said.
I'll just go to the next one in New Zealand. It's not a big deal, guys.
It's no big deal.
Here's what I wanted to talk about, and it just came to me when you said about that woman saying that they don't find women funny.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not fair to you to ask this, but do you feel that, A, that is a stigma among women in general towards female comics?
Because
I do.
From what I hear, like if you're asking me based on feedback from shows, so many girls come up to me and they say, I don't normally think girls are funny, but I enjoyed you.
Because, and don't you feel like a lot of female comics get offended by the fact, I'm a female, I can't move ahead, I can't do this because I'm female. And yet you have women saying, yeah, I don't like women. I don't think women are funny.
I definitely think that there are girls that don't support girls. I am not that person. Like, I think every girl's
in
their own lane.
No, I don't mean
other
comics. I mean women in general. You see
it a
lot.
Oh, I think every girl, for sure. I think girls are just, we're raised, I think, societally to be competitive with each other. I think it has to do with being, like, attractive, being thin. You're always trying to get something. Yeah. So I think some of it is just ingrained in us.
Yeah.
Like, for me, in comedy-wise, I've never seen it, like, deter me from something. I feel like if anything, I've gotten maybe spots or in scenarios because they needed a girl on a lineup.
She is the first female comic that I have met that has said that.
I'm being honest.
Isn't that interesting?
Now let me also just say this before you know people are like, what the hell's wrong with this girl? There have definitely been times where like I didn't get paid.
They said that when you walked in the studio.
Right?
But go ahead.
There were definitely times like early on in my career where I didn't get paid. And there was like the boys club and I remember being like, oh, you got paid and I didn't. So I'm not saying that it's always been easy. I don't know if it had to do with my naivete or me not knowing what the deal was when I went in. But if you ask me honestly, and I know I've talked to other girls about it that are comics, and we say it hasn't been to my detriment that I've been a girl, and for the most part, people, you know, would recommend me for things.
That definitely has happened though. I've gotten hired at certain places and I've submitted the lineup. And they're like, yeah, we need a female.
But isn't that the truth, though?
And I'd be like, well, why didn't you tell me before I sent the comics?
Right.
And then I get a text. And
then Jackie's working.
you were already booked anyway.
Sorry.
But yes, you did get a text. Don't try to dime me out.
No, anyone
is wondering, this just happened the other day.
Was this really what happened the other day? Oh, I'm sorry.
And don't try to pinpoint me.
No. I meant it generally, like as a compliment to,
yeah, and
to
Mike,
you.
And Mike Calcagno got screwed.
That's hilarious.
Shout out to Michael Calcagno, who hasn't gotten a phone call yet. Thank you, Richie Bird.
But wait,
wow,
also,
this is getting inside.
Let's
you son of a bitch, that's the second time you dive me out today.
I meant it with love, though, because Joel has been very good to me.
Yes.
Actually, all of you have been.
Oh, no.
But Joel has always been kind to me and has always given me stuff.
But there's funny in the truth.
But I didn't even realize we were getting that specific. But you must feel this. That can't be the first time that someone's, you know, pushed back a thing and been like, oh, yeah, no, I need a little more.
Because
a white chick is diversity. In comedy. That's the God's honest truth.
But here's the thing, too, and Mark's done bookings. It's like, a lot of times, if I've been doing this for 12 years, I've been a booker for over 10 years,
right,
and you hire my company, why don't you trust who I'm going to put into your place? Why does it have to be a certain way that you want?
Oh, that I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, no. I've definitely heard it.
That was very rhetorical, and you really missed it. But that's
No, but I'm actually like thinking, though, because I can't say that there have been too many shows that I've been a part of that have had even more than one girl on it.
Yeah, but it was funny. Even the show that you guys did, it's like, I put a girl, I put a guy. Oh, and also, make sure they don't have the same last name so people don't think they're married.
Right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
There's so many factors.
According to Rickadonna, if you have me, it's a female.
That's right.
It's legal now.
Yeah, you're
it's
all
legal
set.
Now.
Well, dude, I don't know if you saw...
It's legal now.
Dude, I don't know if you saw this. My sister...
Richie, just give me all your leftover gigs that you can't do. Just send
it's
it to
legal
me.
Now. Well, you're an asshole.
Well,
having so much fun today.
Rickadonna is the best.
We're doing the showcase here at the Comic Strip on Wednesday, and my sister, who's very supportive, goes, and she hasn't met Richie yet. She goes, "Hey, Richie, the 1980s called. They want their haircut back."
I saw that.
And I was like, "Oh,
I didn't see that."
You're kidding? Wait, was that on the bottom of the flyer?
No, well, as a comment on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
No.
My hair's not bad at that.
No, not your new one, the old one. It's the one where you're...
It's
definitely very leading man. I would say
it's leading man.
I know what you're talking about.
Your looks great. Like, you look amazing.
But my hair is longer now than it was in that picture.
I don't know.
Does it have some volume? I think it has some volume in it.
Oh, my God.
It's over the shoulder.
I don't know why people are obsessed with my hair.
Or your headshots.
Or my headshots.
Yeah.
Well, that I do because you set that whole thing up, but like that other...
Your headshots are great.
Name will go nameless, who wants to cut my hair, and I don't understand.
No,
name will go nameless.
No, but...
Oh, I probably know who that is.
You do, I'll tell you.
Okay, yeah.
There was some men that requested his headshot, and they're like, you know what one I'm talking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. There are gay men that are getting hot and bothered by Richie's new headshots.
My new headshot.
You had some good ones, though.
The one where it looks like I'm on stage, and I got the stubble, which my mother called and goes, I don't know why anybody would put a gray beard on their face that makes them look older, but if you think that's going to work, then
I actually said when I looked at your pictures, I was like, that's the picture. That picture's going to get him a million fucking acting roles.
Or men, apparently.
Or just one good man.
Well, who runs the
That's what I was
show.
Thinking, too, yeah. Everyone can be gay for pay, Richie. You got this. Don't worry.
Listen, Harvey went down.
Just once, I'd like to be gay for pay.
There's
Jack.
A bunch of velvet-gloved mafia people that are looking
almost
the
just
book
spit
here.
On that one. And that sounded wrong, too. Cut to the next.
So,
so here's the thing. I used to book Stand Up New York, and this was before there was such a craziness about making sure everything was diverse. Like, nobody patrolled the web and said there's not enough this or not enough this.
Sure.
And I literally booked whoever was the funniest available people that night.
Right.
Oddly enough, it was really diverse. I would have some shows where it was three black comics.
Right,
right.
I'd have one
of
show
course.
It was two women, or there was, you know, whatever. I actually got called out once, and the guy made a fool out of himself that I didn't book enough black comics, and he was just bitching because specifically I didn't book him.
Right, which I think is always
happen,
the case.
Sure.
And so he came after me outside of the club and started calling me racist and that I'm horrible. And then he said, he goes, you never book black comics. And I had no idea who was on the show. I just showed up to work. I don't memorize the lineups.
Right, right.
And I was like, I got nervous because maybe I didn't book a black person on the show because I didn't look at casting ability for the bookings.
Right.
I said, funny's the number one adjective in my book. If you're funny, you go up. And just as he did that, Mike Yard came out of the club and like said thanks for the spot and gave me a little fist bump.
It was very funny.
And then he goes, oh, one black guy minimum. But he didn't say black guy. He said, one black guy minimum. That's what you do. You just do that to get out of trouble. And just as he said that, Mike Britt came around the corner.
Oh, he's funny as hell.
And he goes, am I late? And I go, no, I think you're on time. And then he started yelling at me more. And then Jessica Kearson came out. And I realized I didn't book one white person on the show, one white male.
Right, right.
And he just like got defeated and had to walk away because he realized.
So there's a lot of names we have to drop after we're done because I'm dying to know who all these people are.
I can say who this is. He passed away. Is a guy named Todd Lynn.
Oh, Todd Lynn.
And I thought it was very funny. I won't say who said this, but a comic said, he goes, usually when a comic dies, everybody grasps straws to be, like, connected to that person. Todd died, nobody did that.
Oh, jeez.
He was just an asshole to everybody.
Yeah. Some people are like
that. I got along with him.
I had just started, maybe like 6 months in, and I told him, I was like, oh, man, I'm a brand new comic. I'm looking to get into the business. He goes, well, that's funny. I'm looking to get out.
Who said that?
Todd Lynn.
That's really
funny.
Like,
funny thing he
ever a motivational
said.
Speaker.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I wanted to tell you, too, we never talked about this. I had Eddie Iff down the shore on Stone Harbor. He told the story about Big Gay Nick sitting in the back. And they're like, do you know, people think Eddie Iff's handsome. And he's like, I don't see it. And to hear him go, I was like, oh, my God,
he's
told the story.
Big Gay Nick.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Gay Nick.
Does Nick know who he is when we say Big Gay Nick?
Yeah. Do you not know the story about
no.
Tom Herrera? Oh, my God.
Do I?
Well, I don't know. But and then after you, I got one quick story.
Okay, so Dom Herrera comes walking into the club.
You're only
at Stand Up New York. I was the door guy, and Nick was running the club. And Nick was talking to a young Latin comic, male, and he was...
young Latin comic.
I know.
Was nice
which is code for he had tight pants on and his package was showing.
And Nick is spreading himself across the bar, getting very sexual.
So hello.
Wow.
And, and I go, oh, my God, Dom Herrera. And I run over, and I there was a guy who used to hang out at the bar I hung out with that moved into an apartment and found a suitcase, and he opened up the suitcase, and it was filled with headshots of Dom Herrera. And then turned out it was Dom Herrera's old apartment. So I go to tell Dom the story, and he's like, oh, my God, yeah, I used to live over here, and I used to blah, blah, blah. And I go, do you want to go on? And he was like, if there's room. So I run over to Nick. I'm like, Nick, Don Marrera's here. He's like one of the greatest comedians ever. You got to put him on. And Nick just like shoos me away with
Stop.
His hand. Like,
just
get
go
away.
Just go away.
Don't you see I'm busy? And I go, no, Nick, this is Don Marrera. Dom, this is Nick. He's the booker. And Nick turns to him and he goes, they call me Big Gay Nicholas because my name's Nicholas. Charmed. And then he turned and went back to talking to his Latino.
You do the best imitation of him. It sounds just like him.
I used to call Carrie, the owner of the club, as Nick.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. Carrie, do you think Mark can have off this weekend? He has a gig in New Paltz.
This weekend, I did a show down in South Jersey at the church. And I walked in, before they had a pasta dinner beforehand.
Nice.
And I walked downstairs into that parlor area to charge my phone. And there's this little Filipino dude who I just assumed looked like Tian. And as soon as I walked in, he was all by himself. He goes, oh, well, hello. And I go, oh, I'm just here to charge my phone. He literally rips his phone charger out of his phone and goes, well, here you go. And I go, no, I brought my own charger. And he goes, I guess you're here for the dinner. And I go, no, I'm here for the comedy show after the dinner. I'm running it. And he goes, so what, are you going to sing or something?
Oh, I saw. Didn't you post that?
Yeah.
That was great. I laughed.
Sing
yeah.
or something?
Then he told me that his partner plays the organ.
I bet he does.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
At the church.
Oh.
And he walked in. Dude, he was just as big as Big Gay. I'm like, this dude must punish
and
this little guy. This poor little fella. Should I edit that out? Okay.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jackie.
Anyway.
Along with the Gordon
yeah,
what, jump
yeah, right?
story.
Can I
back
say,
to me in the studio.
What happened to Jackie Byrne?
I've left. I'm
mean,
gone.
Jackie Byrne went for like coffee or something 20 minutes ago. It's been the Joel. Rick and Donna.
Well,
show.
I don't know the people. I'm not gonna tell.
No, I'm not mad at you.
No. I think he's
it's
mad because
I
blew the light and told too many stories.
You think?
I'll edit that in post.
We won't get mad at you.
So, Jackie, when was the moment you decided to do comedy?
I didn't really. I had people begged me to sign up for a class.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's how I did it.
So you took a class and then you figured, you know what, I could take a run at
Yeah,
this.
I didn't love it.
Really?
Yeah. After I did like my first like show or first five, I hated it. So I like had my first 2 years I did like three shows and I was like, this sucks.
Jesus, that's exactly what, almost exactly me.
You're kidding.
No, it's almost 2 years. People made me do it. People were telling me you should do it, you should do it. And like the first
'cause our families don't
like,
love us, is that why?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think I've told this story before. If I did, we'll cut it out.
When you guys always
got a
say
lot
you'll
of editing.
Cut, and you never.
I'm sure he has. Go ahead, Richie.
No, you could tell me though.
When I'm sure he has, and I'm sure he won't remember that he told me.
It's actually the third time. But anyway, back to you, Richie.
So, I had a degree in musical theater.
Yeah, well, I was theater too.
Yeah,
we have similar.
But I had teachers, and you probably did too.
Yeah.
Saying,
at Wagner.
Anyway, you can get at Wagner.
Oh,
College.
I went to Wagner freshman year
oh,
too.
Oh, that's right.
That's what,
yeah.
that's what I thought you meant.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
I'll see myself out.
I know. No, it's kind of weird how we're all like
were
have
you,
a little bit of.
Were you majoring in theater at the time? Or?
I wasn't. No, because okay. My mom was unchanged. It was more complicated than that. But
so,
anyway.
I went, you know, I started doing theater in high school and
right.
then went to college.
Sure.
And then when I got out of college, I started getting regional theater and, you know.
Well, you've got that beautiful voice.
Thank you. And, so somewhere along the way, about 2-3 years after college, I had people, you have to do comedy, you have to do comedy, you have to do comedy. So I finally said, all right, let me start, I'll start doing stand-up, thinking I'll do it for a year, it'll open some doors, and that's it.
Oh, I actually you heard know? You say it on this podcast. Yeah, for sure.
So I did tell this story. And my
Doesn't
my
matter.
Mother, so I
it's
went
so
to my,
good.
I said to my parents, I go, listen, I'm going to start doing stand-up. Not meaning I'm quitting theater or
right,
whatever.
Right.
And my mother goes, well, I just think that's ridiculous. I think that's crazy. 7-8 years you were doing shows for free, not making any money, going all over, and now you're finally making some money at this, and you're going to stop and start up with a new thing, comedy? And my father goes, and besides that, you're not funny.
Oh,
which
my
I thought
God.
Was just the
Thanks,
greatest.
That is
yeah.
the best,
yeah.
right?
Oh,
that is such a
swift
burn
kick
dad.
Right to the
yeah.
dad.
Yeah. I mean, without even back.
They
just
keep
back.
It very, very
yeah,
real.
There's no, let's not
no.
fuck around
They're not
here.
Motivators,
no.
those Irish fathers. That's
so,
for sure.
See, you should have grew up in an Italian family. My parents were like all about everything. You want
That's
comedy?
My mom, though.
Come?
That's why I was good.
I think that's Midwestern more. I don't think
no Italians think, are it. My mom is the same way though.
Yeah, because my mother's Italian.
Who was Italian?
My mother is Italian.
And she's not the same.
No. I mean, as far no, I don't remember.
Maybe it is a Midwest thing.
I think it's more.
Is
Midwestern.
She off the boat Italian?
No.
So were
no.
your was is
no.
your my mom's first generation too? That's why.
They,
my mom's that's why
our grandparents suffered so they could have a decent
precisely.
Life. Precisely. So then they wanted.
So then
to
they
do
just
the
were like,
thing.
Oh,
well,
let's
then
maybe.
They should
yeah.
become whatever they
whatever
want.
They want to be. Yes.
So yeah. maybe
anyway,
but,
regardless.
When Richie's mother was done hitting him with the spoon.
Oh, my aunt, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I can't go there. But but you were saying, it's funny because I did the first time I ever got on stage.
Yeah.
I did 5 minutes of material in like 45 seconds. I was
wasn't a spoon, it was a paddle.
And I was like, I don't know. I really don't like this at all.
That's how I felt, too. I was underwhelmed.
But I kept. Well, no, I wasn't underwhelmed. I just thought this is really hard, and I don't understand it. Like, I don't know how you're supposed to get good at this.
It's kind right? of the same
you know
way
right.
Richie is with yeah. when he looks at the TV.
It's how
remote.
I am in bed. So,
how am I gonna get?
How am I gonna
good
get through
this?
And who's gonna walk out of here satisfied?
Honey, you're gonna give me notes. Give
but
me the light.
For some reason, I kept going. Oh, all right, let me try it. I'll give it a couple more weeks. Give it a. Is
yeah.
that what you kind of did too? Like
no, no, because what happened? No, I'm gonna tell you why. Because I was just saying this to someone. They're like, that's actually kind of weird and interesting. So I moved to this city very briefly. Got broke so fast. Left. I was there for like 2.5. It was like so lightning fast.
Did you not know that you had to pay for things in the
no,
city?
I did, but I think I was, you know, me and one of my best girlfriends, we were like, we're just doing this. Like, we're living this. And we're
living
we're going,
in the moment.
Right. And then I just ended up being like a babysitter and a nanny. And I was like, this sucks. And I'm close to broke. Anyway, so I go take just like a regular 9-to-5 job. Like, because I'm so desperate for money. Mm-hmm. Like, Jay and I are together, but he doesn't want to move it. Like, we're young. We're young. We're stupid. He's like, I'm not mm-hmm. picking you for life.
Jay's her husband.
Jay's my husband. Sorry.
Shout out to Jay.
Shout out to Jay. Anyway, so I take this this day job that I actually just quit like 3 weeks ago. But it was just like awful. And I was like, oh, my God, the only way that I'm going to be able to manage doing this and making money is by performing. And stand-up was the only thing that I could do at night. Consistently, that could get me to perform. So that's how I really got into stand-up.
At least I'm still performing.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because I couldn't like audition or anything.
I love that you're honest about this. I get so tired of people going like, "I knew I wanted to be."
I knew
comedy.
When I was
I don't
five.
As soon as I came out of the womb, I did 5 minutes.
I don't even have a comedy anniversary. Someone asked me, they're like,
me
"When
neither.
Did you start?" I'm like, "I don't fuck. I had no intention of this ever being anything. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle what has come from
that's
this."
That's right, and you too.
Well, that's
for
why
me,
I'm humbled
was,
by it all.
What was weird is I thought there was no way that you could actually do it, but like I was like. I love the process for acting.
Right.
So I did the same thing with comedy where I was like, I'm going to do everything that you're supposed to do as a comic because the process will be fun to do. I didn't give a shit about the shows.
Right.
I enjoyed everything else about it. Right. And the show was just like, all right, I guess I'll go up and see if this stuff works. But like, I really like the writing part of it, the going on stage and then listening to the tape after and going like, I could change this.
So I like the drinking afterward.
I mean, I did that whether I was going to do comedy or not.
that was not based on
they
comedy.
Say do what you love and the money will follow. So I got really drunk and then I found out I can do comedy.
There you go.
So I can drink.
See, there's worse things.
The worst and only non-comedian in the room is the only one with an anniversary, May 29th.
Are you really?
See, how do you remember though? Like, what is? Like,
I remember because it was the last Monday in May, and it was a week after Memorial Day, which is the fourth Monday in May, and it's the day after my cousin's birthday. I have a.
Was that your first show?
Wow,
my is first that, ever open.
And then I go to Kmart.
Oh, your
I
first
get
ever.
From Kmart.
I know that's
Ben Wapner. I watch Wapner.
I hate you guys, but
I said nothing. Joel,
you really
don't
are,
forget it.
You are so on the
I'm
spectrum.
Here for you.
You really are.
I know, buddy.
My God, spectrum boy.
No, if he asked me out, then he would be on the spectrum because that's how I know someone's on the spectrum.
If they ask
find,
you out,
if they find me even close to attractive, that's how I know.
Oh, don't be like that.
Oh, I'm being dead serious.
You're
though.
Not being serious.
Yes,
though.
I am. Any kid that came to school that literally brought a gun, I got the kids that brought guns to school. That's a joke of mine. That's actually true.
You should should have moved to Ohio. They all had guns in the back of their car.
You would have gotten so lazy.
You just grew up in the wrong state, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You would have been prom queen.
Like, yeah, look at
every redneck had like you three guns
been
in the
prom
back.
Queen. Oh, what
with a seven
dream.
Gun salute.
What a dream come true.
That's Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Oh my God.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.